everyone. I'm Mike Gaddy, and welcome to my office at 35,000 feet. Today, I want to talk about new policy changes at Southwest Airlines. I know you probably have a pretty good indication of what some of these changes are. You probably know they've gone to a motto of charging for luggage like every other airline. They've gotten rid of their old class fares in favor of new class fares. And they're moving to assigned seating on January 26th of 2026. But that said, it's worth taking a look at some of these new policies because, well, you have to really get into the website and do a lot of digging in order to understand who pays what and when. Let's start with the basics. The new fares, instead of Business Select, Anytime, and Want to Get Away, are Choice Extra, Choice Preferred, and Choice, in that order. So Choice Extra being the old Business Select, Choice Preferred being Anytime, and Choice being Want to Get Away. Now, what is the luggage fees? Well, for anybody not buying a Business Select ticket or a Choice Extra ticket, it is $35 for the first bag, $45 for the second bag. In addition, they are much stricter about measuring the bags to make sure they're not oversized and weighing the bags to make sure they are not even an ounce overweight. They have new fees that they charge, which are extremely, they're high, for bags that are oversized and overweight. Now, who does not pay those fees? As I mentioned, if you bought a Choice Extra, formerly Business Select ticket, you and eight other people on your reservation will not pay for your extra bags. If you are a Southwest credit card member, you will not pay for your first bag, but you will pay $45 if you have a second bag. If you are an A-List member, same thing. Free first bag, $45 second bag. If you are an A-List preferred member, you will pay for neither your first bag or your second bag. If you have companion pass, whatever you qualify for free baggage, whether you're A-List or A-List preferred, your companion will also. Now, originally they were planning on charging the companion and then refunding it, and they got away from that. Now they simply don't charge your companion when they're traveling with you on your reservation. Whatever you qualify for, so will they. Now, have the fares gotten cheaper with these new price structures and by charging these extra fees? Or have they kept the same prices that they had before and are simply charging all these extra fees on top of it? My gut reaction is, unfortunately, the latter. And I'll tell you why. I did a quick search for going from Baltimore Washington International to Phoenix over Valentine's Day weekend. It's an upcoming trip that I have, and I took exactly the same trip last year. First of all, the choice tickets, the lowest fare price structure tickets, were not available. Months in advance, those tickets were simply not available on the nonstop flights. And on the flights with stops, it was only available on one itinerary, and that didn't save any money. In addition, the cost of that ticket compared to what I paid this year for the same trip was about $150 more. So assuming that I am the general public, I am going to pay $150 more round trip for that ticket, plus I will now owe for my baggage. Now, I am A-List preferred, so I won't, but still, if this comparison holds true for other trips, and I suspect that it does, you can expect to pay what you were paying before, if not a little bit more, and also all those fees on top of that. That's it for now. In the next episode, we'll take a look at assigned boarding and the other changes more in depth that Southwest has implemented. There are a lot too many for one episode. Meanwhile, please travel well, and I'll see you on the jetway.